Well, welcome everybody to Capes and Scowls WrestleMania 33 special. I'm Tim.
I'm Joe.
Schuster.
Schuster's here, and on the horn we've got Kyle Starks.
Hey, it's me. Let's talk about this hateful, awful thing that's going to ruin our weekend.
Our whole weekend, because it's very insanely long.
Our entire weekend.
Whoa.
Oh, that's me. Here.
Kyle Starks rocking out.
Gotta have your intro music.
First of all, yes, that is my intro music. Secondly, that website had music on it. I just wanted to see what the card was, but little did I know. Stuff was going to happen. That was exciting. That could be the most exciting thing that happens with WrestleMania.
I think so, yeah. They need to play that tune and just end it.
We're going to do it again. We're going to play the music again. I'm going to mute it. I did it. All right. We're good.
Oh, man. So for those out there, if you don't know Kyle Starks, shame on you, but he is the writer for Rick and Morty's Oni Press comic book. He's an occasional artist for that book.
Basically the Rick and Morty franchise until season 3 comes back.
Yes, you're holding everybody over.
Yeah.
You have your new book for Image coming out soon, Rock Candy Mountain. It'll come out this...
Next week?
Yeah, next week if I do my job correctly and put this up before WrestleMania.
I'm super stoked about it. It's very good. I'm going to get on your on the comic shop video 2 weeks in a row, I think.
Probably, yeah.
I was on it this week for Rick and Morty 24, which is very good.
Yep.
And then Rock Candy Mountain comes out next week, which is extremely good.
So how does it rank compared to Sex Castle? Because that's your baby, right?
Yes, I mean, look, I feel like Sex Castle is like the thing I did that people, it's like the best thing I've done, right? I mean, that's fair to say.
It's pretty amazing.
I think Rock Candy Mountain is going to be comparable, if not better. And that's not like me hyping up. I think Sex Castle is, for me, just everything hits, everything works. There's no part of that book I do not like. It's gotten me a career. I get to call myself Hollywood Kyle Starks because I have a movie agent.
the heel turn happens.
I think each book I try to improve on the last one, and I think the characters. I think Rock Candy Mountain's like, look, if you like Sex Castle, it's punchies and it's kickies, right? And it's jokies. It's happy and it's fun times. You have a good time. It's like what do they call this stupid WrestleMania? It's the ultimate thrill ride of comic books.
There you go.
All right, well, Rock Candy Mountain is going to be just like that, but without a really shitty tagline.
Nice.
Without like a hot garbage of a tagline. But it's going to be very good. I think it's going to be a little bit sweeter, and it also has, Sex Castle had like, I guess, sort of supernatural elements to it, whereas Rock Candy Mountain has like definite ones. Like the opening page is the literal devil. It's great.
Nice.
I think it's going to be really good. If you like Sex Castle, and I think everyone who's read Sex Castle bought it directly from Tim.
That's right.
In the world. so if you read Sex Castle, you're going to love Rock Candy Mountain. But I think everyone who's read my stuff like knows what you're going to get. It's going to be fun. It's going to be action and jokes and maybe a little bit clever, which is what I'm going for. If you haven't read my stuff, doesn't all those things sound good? Yes, get it. Cool.
All right. Well, let's jump in and tackle rumors here. So, then these are all rumors I found on the internet, so you know how reliable these rumors are.
Yeah, true.
I'm so stoked. The rumors might be the best part.
They might be. It's all downhill after this. You can just, once we do the rumors, you can turn off the card and the rest of this.
There's one rumor that's out there that I don't think will happen that I'm very stoked about. And I'm just setting that up to add a little anticipation to this rumor list.
That's great. I hope it's on my list.
I'm gonna put a little heat on this segment.
Nice. So I'm gonna start with, do you feel Samoa Joe's pretty much a lock to interfere in the Rollins Triple H match. Yeah. Do you feel Mick Foley will get involved, and do you think Finn Balor will get involved?
I mean, I feel like there was talk at one point in time like that match, or no, I don't think Mick Foley will get involved in that match. Sammy's in the Battle Royal now, right?
Yeah.
Damn it. You know they were gonna be like, they set up Sammy versus Samoa Joe at Wrestle Fucking Mania, right? And then they're like, oh, never mind. Put him in the Battle Royal. We were like, God damn it. Like, they just gotta get their fucking appearance fee. We've never heard some garbage Battle Royal at the beginning. I guess he will. I don't know. Mick Foley seems more involved with Sami Zayn than Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, but I don't know. There's also rumors that Balor might turn heel and reform the club with Anderson and Gallows.
Well, that would be literally the best thing. I think Mick Foley doesn't show up because, by all accounts, the rumor I heard is that he's gone, and Kurt Angle will be the new general manager as of Monday.
That would be really good.
That would be great.
I heard that too, so hopefully.
It'd be different. I mean, it'd be different. It'd be another person who's in, like, intense pain who was great 15 years ago. There's really ugly clothes, so it'll be kind of similar.
They do like their sweatpants, don't they?
Love their sweatpants. So many fanny packs.
They're called gimmick bags, actually. The insider term.
I think there's no question Samoa Joe gets involved in that match, and probably Kevin Owens, right? Maybe,
yeah.
I don't think Mick Foley shows up in that match, though. And if he does, like, who gives a shit? Like, that's like, look, Mick's out. Like, wasn't really in this feud at all. Who gives a shit? I mean, Triple H called him a name, but his wife called him more. That's dumb. God damn it.
Correct.
What's this one? That's a stupid. That's a good one. I'm sure one of those garbage things will happen.
Yeah. A next rumor, we've got Eric Rowan, your favorite ever. He may return and help Bray win.
I kept thinking, will Luke Harper get in that match? Like, that's another. Like, here's. Okay, so I don't want to jump too far ahead. I feel like that match is the only one, is one of maybe a couple. I'm not very certain what's going to happen already.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. Like, that's the SmackDown matches far and away put the WWE matches dicks in the dirt, and they're garbage. Like, the SD matches are not that good. But that, at least that match, like, I don't know who's going to win. I honestly don't know who's going to win. I'm pretty sure I know who's going to win every other match.
Right.
So there's a little bit. So maybe, does Luke Harper show up? Does Eric Rowan show up? I thought Eric Rowan was going to show up for like the last month, and he hasn't. Let me ask you guys this.
Sure.
If Big Red, boom, 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 come down with a little lamb mask, are you guys going to give a shit? No, who cares? Like, if that's like, you know what we should do? Guys, hey, Vince, come over here. Hey, Vince. Rowan's been ready to go for a while. He's got his Carhartts good to go. But we think we should hold him off for the ultimate thrill ride. Oh, you're absolutely all right. Yeah, hey. Like, the fucking Orlando crowd's gonna pop for like a bald hillbilly.
Hey, he faced The Rock last year, I'll have you know.
Shortest match ever.
Maybe. I feel like because SmackDown does narrative, like, both of those guys should show up. I don't think who cares? Like, if it does, no one's gonna get excited about it. That match also has the forthcoming rumor. What's the next rumor? I think that Bray Wyatt match is closest tied to the rumor I'm most interested in.
Okay. Well, my next rumor has nothing to do with that. My next rumor is John Cena's going to propose to Nikki Bella at the end of their match. But
I think 100% that happened, and what a bunch of hot garbage.
Yes. You're 100%.
Here's a rumor to that rumor. Sure. I've heard repeatedly that this is going to be Nikki Bella's last match.
Interesting.
So there's something interesting about it's your last match and you get proposed to. But I'm going to tell you, Cena's a good wrestler. One, he's been for shit. We'll get into this later. He's been a goddamn heel for the last 2 months. But man, what if someone booked that moment? You know what I mean? Vince is like, hey, Cena, I got a great idea. That's garbage, because it's for real. It's not like when, you know, Tess and Steph are going to get married, and Triple H, you know, when he did that thing where he gave her roofies. Like, it's not like that. Like, they're for real going to get married if he proposes.
Right.
I don't know. I filed that under another thing, like, who gives a shit? I think that rumor is going to happen.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
Wait, but you have to remember the most important part, is that Al Roker is going to be the guest ring announcer for that match.
Yeah, Al Roker, I actually saw on Reddit, redditforacircle.com, they don't care about me.
Shout out.
I don't know why I gave that Mick Foley shout out. Right here, for a circle of Reddit.
Hey, I'm also a lurker there.
you get that pay window? Roker, like the thing, the suggestion was that Roker is going to be there to have the ring for Cena during the match, and then on Monday when they do the Today Show, like, it's a great little tie-on, right? Which is so perfect. Like, that's such a WWE thing, and sort of smart cross-branding. I think that's 100% true. But someone on Reddit suggested, like, what if after the match, when John Cena goes down on one knee in front of Nick, she's got her tears coming, and Roker, give me the ring. If he's down on one knee, Roker gives him like a sweet shining wizard. That would be the best thing that could ever happen.
Roker, the ultimate face coming out of WrestleMania.
Just like, and bring in like some fucking Puro Russo fighting spirit move to it. He's already got the knee up. Bring it.
It's so good.
Yeah, I think that happens. That rumor, yes. Continue. Next rumor.
Next rumor is that Asuka will show up in the SmackDown Women's Title match, but it won't actually count as a call-up, and she probably won't win.
Man, I hadn't thought of that because they just did the Naomi bring back.
Mm-hmm.
And that match was maybe the one I'm most interested in because, again, who wins? I don't know. It could be anybody. They brought Naomi back, which is great, even though she's just going to get hurt between now, this moment, and WrestleMania. She's going to get injured or injure somebody between here and then.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, I say. If Asuka showed up during that match, that would be... the only thing that would be better than Asuka showing up in that match and winning would be if Shinsuke showed up in match one and just beat every match for the rest of the night. Just beating up the entire WWE like roster. Which is the only WrestleMania that I will personally cheer for. And you'd think 5 hours in, because it's a 6-hour show, you'd be like, Kyle, aren't you a little tired of seeing the kid Sasha? The answer is no. No, this is the best thing that ever happened. And I would even accept Finn Balor showing up at the end to stop that hot burn through, even though I'm not a Balor fan. Like, sure, Finn comes back. No, I want to see Shinsuke beat up, but he's not going to show up. Asuka's a great, like, they need more wins. SmackDown needs, like, they don't, though. You know who needs Asuka is Raw.
Yeah. They both need, like, a more depth to their women's divisions.
Well, you know, the Raw's depth is Charlotte fights people.
Right.
And SmackDown, the great thing about SmackDown is they kind of do the same thing that Raw does, is that it's kind of the same matches every week, but they move, it's like they have a click wheel, so it's like, well, yeah, you're feuding with Alexa, but this week you're fighting Mickie James, and then next week you might fight Alexa again. WWE, like, Raw doesn't even do that. Raw's like, no, it's the exact same as last week. We're not even going to mess with it. It'll be the exact same match even. Don't pay too much close attention. So I think SmackDown would be the best place because it's this real even, like, even, frankly, look, if Carmella won, which is the dumbest fucking thing, I'd be like, cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Raw is like, once again, let's have the exact same match we had last year, but wait, we'll put one more person in it. Like, come on, dude. Come on. Ugh, I hate it. I hope that happens. I don't think it will happen.
Yeah. I thought the way you were headed with the Shinsuke Nakamura thing was that he was going to come out with Asuka's mask on and just wrestle as Asuka. And that no one would notice until, like, he takes it off at the end. And then he stays for the rest of the time in WrestleMania.
I can't wait to see what Asuka's entrance is going to be this weekend, because I think it's going to be the best thing about that TakeOver show.
It might be, yeah.
I don't know. I have my money on Aleister Black coming finally to fruition as the Antichrist of NXT.
Yeah, but who's going to wrestle? They just
Andrade Almas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Yeah, he's now in the Ty Dillinger place of losing to the new guys.
That's what was his name in England?
Tommy End?
Yeah, Tommy End. He's good.
He scares me a little bit.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with boys being scary and wrestled. are we just doing WrestleMania, or are we going to do TakeOver also?
I was just gonna do Mania, but we can talk about TakeOver. Absolutely.
Let's do rumors, and then we're gonna do the rumors, and then we're gonna do TakeOver like real quick. Mm-hmm. Or you know what? We'll do some Hall of Fame talk real quick, and then we'll do some TakeOver because the TakeOver show is no good. So right. It'll be a short talk.
Sure. All right. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Well, I've got two more rumors.
Okay. Rumor, I say no, but God, I hope it happens. Right. I hope Asuka shows up. I hope she does.
So if the club thing happens and Baylor's with the Raw Tag Champs, do you want AJ involved in that at all, or do you want AJ not involved?
I think that AJ was pre-Balor in New Japan, so he shouldn't be.
No,
I do like the idea that people suggested that there should be like a club red and a club blue.
They could
and then
do
you,
that.
Like you'd have to figure out, like you bring up the, I think someone said like you bring up the Revival, and that's AJ's like club blue. But AJ does not need that. He does not need that at all. It's like I think it's adding. It's adding an element that he 1,000% doesn't need. I think Finn Balor desperately needs that. I think he has very little charisma, if any, and those guys have a bunch. I think he's not that big of a guy, so he benefits from having a crew. And I think Raw desperately needs a bad guy group. That's not management.
So you're saying he forms the Wolfpack 2.0.
I'd love it.
See, but,
Who else is out there that they could bring in, like,
as like a heel?
Yeah. Who else is Bullet Club that's maybe available? Jeff Jarrett. No, he's doing.
Adam Cole is free after, I think, the probably War of Worlds in May.
Yeah, I think they need it. I think if they're gonna do the club legit, it needs to not be three people. They need a fourth person.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. Here's the thing. I don't like Balor, but everything, like, I like seeing him in Japan when he doesn't talk. You know what I mean? Like, he's Bad Luck Bale just carrying him around on his shoulders.
On his shoulders with his arms crossed as he's walking around.
I love that. Like,
yeah.
There he's, like, such a douchebag. The thing is, like, Balor can wrestle, even though he does, it's like, oh, look, it's another fucking, what are they called?
Sling Blade?
The goddamn Sling Blade. Oh, look, he did another one. Like, God damn it, Balor. I know WWE's taking everything away from you, but please.
Yeah, I like him just shouting insults from Fale's shoulders, heckling everyone.
I thought that was the best. And you know what, like, because AJ started, AJ was first, right? No, he came over from Balor.
Balor founded it. Yeah, and then...
So I think if they're going to do it, then it should be a repeat of that. And then you get a nice Balor, like, heel or face turn. I don't know. I think they love Balor as a generic face so bad that it won't happen. I think it should happen, though. I think it's a real missed opportunity. I think anyone who watched that Southpaw Regional Wrestling, yes, they didn't know before, they know now, is that Gallows is great.
Yes.
He's always been great. And Anderson is great, and also maybe one of the best wrestlers. Like, easily, I think you're saying, like, that dude is maybe in the top 10 mid-card wrestlers in the world. Like,
And the hot Asian wife.
Yeah, he's got an Asian wife. Who wouldn't? He lived in Japan for like 3,000 years.
Yeah. On Monday Night Raw, I had a Chad Too Bad sign specifically for Carl Anderson, but I don't even think they stepped out to see it.
Man, I've seen like the Good Brother, like Zach Ferguson, like on the Colt Cabana stuff. And when I saw like he was doing Zach Ferguson, like if you Google Good Brother, Colt Cabana, I think there's a YouTube video that goes on for a long time. And one of the guys from the Submission Squad shows up, Pierre Abernathy. And it is like, that dude is dropping magical gold for like 45 minutes. And like, it's so good. And I don't think necessarily the club, they need to be doing that stuff per se. But I think it shows like those guys are very charismatic. If you let them be charismatic and maybe don't have them come out in diesel pants and like a lab coat. And I don't mean like when they're wearing lab coats. I mean that weird like leather shiny vest thing that goes to their knees. That's not a good look, guys.
The trench coat?
But it's not a trench coat. It doesn't have sleeves.
It's a trench vest.
Trench vest.
I just named it.
Oh, man. And my last rumor is, do you think the Hardys can show up? Because legally they could at WrestleMania. They could either challenge the Usos or they could get involved in the ladder match.
Or, this was the one I was most interested in. They show up in that Bray Wyatt match.
Yeah, that would be great.
I thought that Sister Abigail could be one of like the seven deities.
It's Lita. It's what it is. I'm just kidding. What if it was? I think the best case scenario is they immediately show up, and then next Tuesday we get to see the Hardys and the Wyatts feud for 4 months.
That's what I think the best thing could happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think here's what will actually happen. Who's your favorite old wrestler that's not dead?
Man, that's tough.
Oh no, it's Quang.
Oh, it is Quang. You're right.
All right. So here's what's more likely to happen. Quang shows up. I don't know, like with a drone or something. You know what I mean? Like, something dumb. Quang shows up in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Fart noises. Like some dumb shit. You're gonna see. Who have we not seen? We haven't seen Paul and Nash for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because last year
Was it DDP and Tatanka, or was that the year before?
Billy Gunn and.
No, that was last year.
Tatanka was in the Andre the Giant match. God damn it! Like, let that guy, that poor guy, he's like working a show right this minute somewhere.
Yeah, he is.
He's working a show right now somewhere, and he has another show in an hour. It's rough being Tatanka, my dude.
Oh my god.
Here's the rumors. Samoa Joe shows up at the Battle Royal. Who cares?
Right.
They add a stipulation to the McMahon match. Who cares? Yeah. SmackDown has a tag team match. Well, that would be interesting, but they don't have one, right? There's not one on the card.
No, because they confirmed most of their tag wrestlers are in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, I hate it so much.
Yep.
It's the dumbest. Hey guys, you want to spoilers? You know who's gonna win? Hey spoilers, you want to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
Fandango.
Oh my god, I fucking wish it was a fucking Fashion Popo. If Fashion Popo Officer Number One won, that'd be great. It's gonna be. Braun Strowman. It's gonna be Braun Strowman, dude. Like, yeah. That's dumb. We already know who's gonna win that match. We don't have to talk about that match because who's gonna win? It's gonna be Braun Strowman.
Do you think they'll do any NXT call-ups?
Haven't they already showed like the whole thing though?
No.
Who would they call up?
They did actually just announce like within the past like 5 hours that one of the Chinese signings named like Bian Ling is going to be entering the Battle Royal.
And I'm like, oh, you know what's going to be the most like, I say this because I like the guy. But we all know fucking Jack Gallagher is going to show up in that stupid match, right? And he's going to do something with his Mary Poppins umbrella. Except, like, we know, right? He's going to be the new Crash Holly. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Woof. Braun Strowman wins. I don't know what they call it. I think Elias Samson's looking for work.
Yeah.
That's a very timely joke. He just got fired. He didn't, though. He didn't get fired. He just did a loser leaves town. I want Elias Samson to show up either as the hunter Leo Samson or as like the number one party boy Elias Rose. So bad. I want to be so bad. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not Elias Samson. Look, I'm the party guy.
That'd be great. So let's talk TakeOver. What are you excited for with TakeOver?
I'm going to tell you nothing.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way.
We can do this real quick. All right, so Ember Moon vs. Asuka is very interesting, and I suspect it will be the match of the night.
Probably.
Because I think Bobby Roode is garbage, and I'm sorry if anyone loves Bobby Roode, but let's be honest, he wasn't supposed to have that music, and if he had the music that he was supposed to have, which probably would have been like, boop, 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 Bobby Roode, boop, boop, boop. No one would give two Fs about Bobby Roode because he's I think Bobby Roode is like, your top mid-card guy, and maybe you bring him in. Because I think he's a good heel, because he's fine in the ring, and he's unlikable. Mm-hmm. But he does not have it, capital I-T, in my opinion. I think he's a fine sort of heel for better guys like Shinsuke. But, like, after Shinsuke leaves, who is going to be challenging? Cassius Ohno? I like Cassius Ohno a lot, but that's not a good fight.
No,
Eric Young? I know people love Eric Young on the other side of this microphone, but like that's not letting the world, that's not setting the world on fire, you know? So I don't give a shit about that match. I hope Roode wins again, so maybe we can finally see Shinsuke show up before he's 75, and I think that's like next year for Shinsuke. And he gets to be like awesome on SmackDown for a year. That would be the best case scenario. So I don't care about that match. Mm-hmm. I absolutely don't care about that Sanity fucking No Way Jose garbage. Do not care at all.
There's like, there's nothing accomplished by that match.
They added fucking Heidi Lovelace to it with like zero, like the least amount of fanfare you could call someone up and add them to a match. They just showed a graphic. That's what it was. That's all it was.
I don't know. Michael Cole didn't realize Tatanka was in the Battle Royal until about halfway through.
I hope it's just like that. They're like, it's not Heidi Lovelace. Does anyone know what her name is? Like
Ruby Riott.
Oh my god, Jesus! Remember when like everyone who came? Because I don't know if this is better or worse. Do you remember when like, all right, you're in NXT now. Whomever you like, Indy Darling, you're in NXT now. Your name is Alvin Hershiser. Like, what? Like, yep, that's you. And here's your tag team partner, Oral Patinkin. What the fuck? Who's naming us? Like, don't worry about it. That's your name now. Ruby Riott. Jesus, I'd rather a name be like Cynthia Rothrock. See, I just did a better one. That's a real person's name. I think it's 80s action darling, Cynthia Rothrock. That's why it's a better name, because it's connected to someone who's a badass. What else is there? So there's Ember Moon with Asuka, which I think is interesting. I think Ember Moon could actually win.
Yeah.
And I think we've all known, like, since Bayley's left, like, we've been waiting for this match.
Yeah, it's definitely the best women's match they could do.
Yeah. I think I love the Revival and DIY so much. I'm sure that match will be very enjoyable despite the Authors of Pain. I think the Authors of Pain win that match, though, because it doesn't benefit anyone else to win it. Right. And I think one of those two groups goes up, if not maybe both. Though I think more than likely what happens is Revival gets called up and DIY shows up in 205 Live. And sorry, guys, that sucks.
I'm surprised DIY hasn't ended up in 205 as of yet, as it
is. They mentioned someone on the main roster was 200 pounds the other day. And I can't remember. It was like, oh, two. I was like, oh, 200 pounds, you say? I wish I could remember who it was, because it was someone like, it was like Tyler Breeze or something. It was like someone who's just on, like, if they should, like, right now, if they showed up on 205 Live, would be great for 205 Live, because I feel like they need another, like, WWE, like, someone who actually can wrestle. Not wrestle, but I mean, someone who can sports entertain.
Right.
I think that's going to be, I think that, was there anything else? What's else on the NXT card? Tommy Yin shows up.
Yeah, it's him and Andrade, CN, Almas.
Yeah, I'm interested in that, I guess, because I haven't seen him. I mean, I've seen, like, clips, and that's it, and I know he's good.
He's he's very, like, MMA type of, like, I don't know if you know, like, Matt Riddle at all.
Yeah, I like Matt Riddle.
Very similar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just not as bro.
I like all of it. I like that. I like Matt Riddle a lot, man. I also like that Matt Riddle is just, like, he's just too high to be bothered with WWE. I think that's a great life gimmick to have. Like, I don't know if it's a good business decision, but I like that. It's like, hey, do you think, you know, you could go to WWE right now. You're really, I'm really enjoying this weed. All right, man. I mean, it worked for RVD for many years, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. NXT, I think, is going to be maybe that Asuka match is good. But this year is notable in having these NXTs is that, one, it 100% won't steal the show. I just don't think you're going to be like, fuck, man, like that. Oh, man, that Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe match, or like Finn Balor versus Shinsuke, or whatever match, like Bayley versus whomever Bayley is, like Asuka, you know what I mean? Like all these great, 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 great pre-WrestleMania NXTs that were so good that were like, well, WrestleMania wasn't that good, but at least we had NXT. You know, like NXT was good, right? Like it was so good. Is that this year it's going to be like, yeah, they stole 12 hours from us. Maybe Billie Kay will show up and then everything will be fine.
I think she's my favorite women's wrestler.
I love her so much and she can't wrestle at all, my dude. Not even a little bit.
I know, but it's all about the personality.
That's I know. She gets it. I also there's something about the velvet, leotard.
I love the mean girl gimmick that her and Peyton Royce have. Yeah.
The iconic duo. Because it's very, like, Le Cool, which was a great, like, that's good heel, man. That's good heel stuff. They need, because for a second there, they had that, the girl who does the boxing bit.
Oh, Daria?
Yeah, also from New Jersey. Every girl on NXT is from New Jersey, even Asuka somehow. but she, I thought they were going to have her sort of be, like, the ongoing muscle, and it kind of, like, didn't happen. But I was hoping, because I think they need, like, one person who can, like, just go.
Yeah.
They teamed them up with that really fit blonde. What's her name?
Nancy Estrella?
Something like that, Macy. Yeah. That team up wasn't awful at the NXT I went to.
You know who else could team up with them? And it would be like hashtag male gays if Mandy Rose was just with them all. I think she's maybe Australian too.
No, I think she's just American.
Okay, she's just very American. So it seems like she has an accent to me.
I don't know.
I have no idea off the top of my head. I could have sworn though.
So what did you want to talk about with the Hall of Fame?
Oh, here's what. All right, so let's do the Hall of Fame real quick. Teddy Long, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Beth Phoenix, yes, my dude. Beth Phoenix was the bomb. Beth Phoenix, good for, and also Beth Phoenix just like, I'm done now, which I think is the best way to do wrestling.
Absolutely.
Is to be like, no, I'm good, and just literally actually be done, and then just go live in the North Carolina hills with Edge. Just making babies with Sex and Hardcastle. That's Hall of Fame right there.
I've been trying to do that for years. It hasn't worked.
I do it in a heartbeat. Is DDP? I'm going to come back to DDP because I had an interaction with DDP.
Oh, boy.
Kurt Angle, sure, right?
Yeah.
Sure? Yeah, please don't let him wrestle. That's right. Please don't let him get in the ring. He's held together with, like, drugs and, like, sinew.
His neck is thicker than his, like, the diameter of his skull.
Yeah, because it's swollen because it's in so pain. It's so aggravated.
That's true.
I'm an old USW CWA boy. I went and saw Jerry Lawler every Wednesday night with my grandmother, who liked to yell, "Rip his damn arm off." And USWA and CWA was known, outside of being Jerry Lawler's house, it was the Rock and Roll Express house, and those are my boys. And I'm super stoked that they're getting into the WWE Hall of Fame because that seems like a very unlikely thing. But they've been doing this bit for like 45 years. And I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. I thought that they were still stuck in the scaffolding at the Final Deletion.
Yeah, were they at the Final Deletion?
Yeah. Or no, the
one of those.
The final one, like the apocalyptic one.
The apocalypto.
On TNA?
Yeah.
The fucking Rock and Roll Express showed up on TNA during a Hardy bit.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What? All right, guys, interview over. I have to get to YouTube very quickly. So Diamond Dallas Page also, I think, is also, that's a really, I think it's a really good Hall of Fame class. That's kind of where I wanted to kind of.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Also a Jersey boy.
There's always like one or two people like, hey, Coco Beware's going in. It's like, look, man, I love Coco Beware. I'm not going to say anything bad about Coco Beware. I'm just going to say, maybe not a Hall of Famer.
He shouldn't go in before like Rick Rude or, you know.
Rick Rude, man. Like,
I can't believe he's not already in.
Rick Rude's career, while relatively short comparatively, was like, he hit home runs constantly though.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He was like the Bo Jackson of wrestling. And like, look, Dolph's been doing his shtick for like badly. Like, that's a great bit that no one's done better than Rick Rude, I think. I'm the sexy boy. I have this your female manager's face airbrushed on my pants.
That was the best.
That's A plus heat, my dude. If I showed up at your house with like your wife's picture on my crotch and my jeans, you'd be so mad at me. Like, you know what? Like, yeah, you should. That's awful. Like, what a dick move.
If you did that, I would just be like, hey, honey, there's some strange man here for you.
Honey, I think there's some sort of like merchandise deal happening right now. Yeah, so I'm stoked about it. My story with Diamond Dallas Page is he was at Lexington Comic Con, and one, he would just walk into the kitchen, which I don't think he did on purpose. I think he was just confused. But I got on an elevator, and I didn't realize he was on the elevator after the show. And a dude like hopped on the elevator, and he had two Papa John's pizzas. And he goes, hey, Dallas, hey, congrats on the Hall of Fame. I was like, oh, it's Diamond Dallas Page. I was like, I guess maybe I should say something. And I thought, no, he's in an elevator. I'll let this guy do all of it. Diamond Dallas Page is like, how did I sell those pizzas for $12? There's like $23 worth of ingredients in those pizzas. And he's like, yeah, man, congratulations. We're really glad to have you back in Lexington. But seriously, how did I make those papers? Like, he didn't give a fuck all about anything besides like this like five, this tight 5 minutes he had on Papa John's pizza. It was great.
Elevators are tricky, man.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to say elevators are tricky, man. That's like the time I farted on the elevator and then Steranko walked in.
And he was like, well, the good news is that it would quickly go above him.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing I love about DDP is the thing I love about DDP, one, like, DDP was great. Done. Two, his character on NWO WCW Revenge, you could do the diamond cutter from literally any special position, and it was great. But the thing I like most about Diamond Dallas Page is that he started doing it when he was like 45. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he started getting into doing the thing he wanted to do so late, and everyone's like, dude, you're too old to be doing this. And he's like, no, look at how beautiful my teeth are. And they're like, you have a good point. And then he's like world champion.
Yeah, no, he got in way late. That was awesome, man. He was great.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's such a, I think like, even the stuff he's doing now, which I feel like there's a little bit of showmanship to all like the yoga stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think like I think that dude legitimately like I think he is. I think like he like his story is really inspiring. I think, and if he still legitimately seems. I think just for that, like, put that dude in the Hall of Fame. That dude did something he shouldn't have done, and he reached the pinnacle, and he was great. And in fact, if it wasn't for, like, bad booking, he would have been in WWE for a while. They should have never made him a heel. That's dumb. That's right. So dumb. Because he was just a great face. Anyway, Hall of Fame. I think it's a good Hall of Fame. I will not watch it probably like I always never do. But then it usually means, like, somebody awesome introduced somebody, and I regret not watching it.
Jim Cornette's introducing the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, Cornette's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw him at Lexington. I see him every at Lexington. He has like one long box. Have you seen him at a convention before?
Nah.
He tries to sell some of his own comics. Like he's trying like his private collection of comics. He has like a long. It's so weird. Like it's fuck that guy, dude. Whatever. We don't need to talk about Jim Cornette. But I think it's weird that he's there, right? Like
it's weird super weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like weird, great though, because who else would you have? Like, he's perfect for it. It's like, what self-awareness? How is it WWE has that self-awareness? Who's doing Kurt Angle? Because I feel like someone good is doing...
I think Cena might be.
I think that might be right. I think you're absolutely right. And that's, like, the ruthless aggression thing. That's great.
Yeah.
And who's... Like, honestly, the greatness that Cena has had arguably would not have happened if Kurt Angle stuck around. Which is to say, if Kurt Angle didn't get addicted to pills and never had his neck, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
The last, 10 years, 15 years, it's been the Cena show. And Angle's been on TNA, like, slumming it. Again, I know there's TNA fans over there, but he's Kurt Angle. Like, no one has came so quickly into that industry and clearly, like, dominated it. Like, was just meant to do it.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. It was a good time. He had good people to wrestle, you know, your Benoits, your Guerreros.
Everyone, he was coming in at the end of the Triple H and, you know, the Triple H and the McFoy. He was wrestling all those guys still. Brock, when Brock was like early JBL, like everything, like or not early JBL, when he was JBL, like when he
actual JBL, show. Yeah,
like ultimate John Bradshaw Layfield, the ultimate version, the ultimate evolution of him. But man, you know, he had really great people to wrestle. But so when I talk about like who's the best comic artist, right? Is like I have a list and it's based on. Like, one, how well they tell a story, obviously. But it's like, can you do a planet exploding or being a planet being eaten by, like, a celestial space dragon as well as people sitting at a table having dinner, right? Like, if you can do those, and there's not many people that can, it's because it's hard. The scales are so different, and it's hard to be dramatic all the time. Guy Davis, by the way, or Guy Davis is very good at that. But, like, in wrestling, it's, like, the same. Like, can you do everything? Like, look, HBK did, right? Can you be a babyface? Yes. Can you be a top heel? Yes. Can you be funny? Yes. Can you be menacing? Yeah. Can you put other people over like all those things that make can you do submission wrestling like as well as anything else? Yeah. Like Kurt Angle did that immediately. It's crazy. Like he came in so I don't talk about Kurt Angle because like, I don't give a shit. He's like a billion years old. Like I hope Shelton Benjamin shows up before and I think he might honestly.
I love Shelton Benjamin.
He also announced on Twitter that he was cleared to compete at any given moment now, and he's
yeah,
still
in
the contract.
Battle World, why not? That Battle World's hot.
Ain't no stopping me, yeah.
I love Shelton Benjamin because like that dude had every big show match he's in, he's like fuck it, I'm gonna do something, like yeah. Always. Yeah. And he's the same thing. Like if Shelton Benjamin could talk, if he could talk at all. He's like the opposite of MVP, right? Like if MVP was a really dynamic wrestler, if Shelton Benjamin could talk,
yeah,
those two guys wouldn't be like these weird like who are you talking about MVP? Like yeah, I remember MVP was great. MVP was great. Like, no one gives a shit. Like no one gives a shit. And it's too bad because Shelton Benjamin is great. And whenever we bring Shelton Benjamin, people are like, oh, world's greatest tag team. Like come on, are you kidding me? Like the world's greatest tag team is not even close to the best thing that Shelton Benjamin did. He was amazing on ECW. Anything that had a ladder in it and a belt hanging, he was the best person in those matches every single time. Like, that dude put on a show, and he was great. He's a freak. He's an athletic freak. Love him. Love Shelton Benjamin. If they bring him back and they do not, like, put him with America Alpha or something garbage like that.
That's probably exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
What they're going to do, yeah. That's 100% what they're going to do.